Thank you for joining us this morning for the Central Message. I am Teresa Levite, a member of Central Park Church of Christ in Tilton, where we are transformed by Christ to transform our world. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous messages, as well as the Central Minutes and Sunday Morning Sermons, you can listen to them on our website, www.centralparkchurchofchrist.org. Before we begin, let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, as we come to you today, I thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the guidance and instruction you have given us in your word. Open our ears and our hearts as we hear your message today. Give us strength and courage to be the people you want us to be and to do the things you want us to do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we began a study of Joshua. I don't know how far we will go in this study, but I want to give you a good introduction of who Joshua was and where he came from at the least. Joshua is often considered a type of Jesus. This means that Joshua had many of the same characteristics of Jesus, but obviously not all of Jesus' characteristics. Joshua was an Israelite, the son of Nun, of the tribe of Ephraim. Joshua was considered to be an assistant of Moses, his right-hand man. He was one of the 12 scouts sent into the Promised Land, and one of the two who gave a good report on their return. He did not back down when the others started whining about the giants. We learned also that Moses was denied entry into the Promised Land when he struck a rock with his staff for water for the Israelites. He responded to the people in anger instead of being obedient to God. God then told Moses that he and Aaron would never enter the Promised Land. Shortly after this, Moses requested passage into the Promised Land through the lands of Edom and was denied. And then Aaron died. Last week, we learned that no one over the age of 20 when the people left slavery in Egypt would ever enter the Promised Land, and Joshua was officially named as the one to step into Moses' position of leadership when Moses died. And Moses wrote a song so that the people would never forget that they had betrayed God and what the consequences were. This song was to be taught to the children of Israel. That's where we're going to pick up today. But first, I want to let you know that this may be the last of Joshua for a while, and I wanted to get him into the Promised Land today. This will probably mean a lot of scripture without a lot of discussion. And there are parts of this that there is little that I can add to. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. O praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. This is how Moses' song begins, praising God. But then the tone changes. From verse 5 through 43, Moses tells what has happened in the past and what will happen in the future. I'm not going to read all of the song, but I do encourage you to look it up yourself. Verses 44 through 47. Moses came with Joshua, son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. When Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of the law. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. By them you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess." What songs are you writing for your children? Are you telling them the stories of your life? It is so important to do this. Your children need to know the struggles you went through. They need to know of your victories and your defeats. I don't mean to glorify the mistakes you've made in life, but they need to know how to avoid them. And that's pretty much the purpose of Moses' song, to record the history, pass it along to all who would come after them, and help them avoid making the same mistakes. Chapter 32 of Deuteronomy, verses 48 through 52. Moses to die on Mount Nebo. On the same day the Lord told Moses, "Go up into the Arabim range to Mount Nebo in Moab, across from Jericho, and view Canaan, the land I am giving the Israelites as their own possession. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke your faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin, and because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Therefore, you will see the land only from a distance. You will not enter the land that I am giving the people of Israel." In chapter 33 of Deuteronomy, Moses blessed the tribes of Israel. In chapter 34, we read the account of Moses' death, verses 1 through 12. "Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, 'This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it.' And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, but to this day no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel." This is the end of Moses' story. I feel like I should say something profound here about Moses and his service to the Lord, but there seems to be no words that can adequately express this. I do want to say, however, that the first five books of the Bible have been credited to Moses as being the author of these books. Obviously, this last chapter couldn't have been written by Moses. So someone has stepped in and filled in this last chapter of the book of Deuteronomy for Moses. In chapter 1 of the book of Joshua, Joshua was installed as leader and made plans to enter the promised land. Verses 1 through 18. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, 'Get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.' But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, 'Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, "The Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land"? Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, ready for battle, must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he had done for you, and until they have taken possession of the land the Lord is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise." Then they answered Joshua, "Whatever you had commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous." Joshua and the people were told 4 times in this passage to be strong and courageous. And this message is meant for us too. We have big jobs ahead of us, and we can't be weak or meek. We must be strong and courageous. But we do not have to do this alone. God is with us. We can draw on his strength and his courage. In Joshua chapter 2, he prepared to cross into the promised land, and the first thing he did was send some spies to Jericho. Verses 1 through 24, Rahab and the spies. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did in Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard about it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, Go to the hill so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves for 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. Now the men had said to her, This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you have tied the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be reasonable. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. When they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened. They said to Joshua, The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. I love this story. Rahab had no outwardly visible reason to trust the spies. But the people of Jericho obviously feared God and his people. Finding this out must have been reassuring to the spies. When they returned, instead of reporting in fear, they reported the truth of their observations. Joshua chapter 3 verses 1 through 17, crossing the Jordan. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priest, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priest who carry the Ark, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. As soon as the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap." So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priest, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priest who carried the Ark reached the Jordan, and their feet touched the water's edge, the waters from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away, at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, while the waters flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry land. This was a miracle that testified to the people that God was with them. Everything that God told them happened. And God is working miracles in our lives too, showing us and others that He is with us and He is for us. Sometimes it takes a moment to slow down and see what's happening in our lives. Sometimes it just takes listening to God instead of always talking at God. This has been a lot of material to cover this week, but I wanted to get Joshua into the Promised Land. I'm not sure what's going to happen next week. I may continue with Joshua, or you may have a surprise. Let's close with prayer. Dear Father, I thank you for this time together with you today. I thank you for the encouragement to be strong and courageous. I thank you for the promises that if we follow your instructions in life, you will be with us and you will be for us. I love you, Lord, and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have heard anything in this message today that spoke to your heart, please don't let this moment pass. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is an important decision, and I don't want an opportunity to pass for someone to come to God in need and to have all those needs met and sins forgiven. So I will say this again. If you would like to accept Jesus into your heart today, you can do so now. If you have chosen to follow Jesus today, it is important to be connected with fellow Christians in a real and personal way and to publicly profess your faith through baptism. If you don't have a church home, you are welcome to become a part of the Central Park Church of Christ family. Or you may want to find a local congregation closer to your home. But whatever you do, find a place where you can learn and be spiritually nourished and where you can serve others. If you would like to speak to a minister, please contact the minister of your local church or call Central Park Church of Christ to speak to one of our leaders. Thank you for listening to today's message. You are invited to join us each Sunday morning at Central Park Church of Christ in Tilton, where we are transformed by Christ to transform our world. We are located at 1735 South Washington Street in Tilton. If you would like more information or to speak to one of our leaders, call the church office at 217-446-8947 and leave a message. Our Sunday school program begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service and children's church are at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to seeing you.